Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, I stand for so we live in a very complex world. You know, you went back 100 years, cancer was really relatively rare. About 1 in 4 people out of 100 died of cancer. Today, why 1 in 38, 39 women, 1 in 44 men will contract cancer, many will die of it. Why is cancer on the increase? Why do we see so much more heart disease than we used to see? Why suddenly although the ages of death have gone up, why, of course, now seem, at least in men, why the age of death is falling, men are dying at a younger age than they used to? Why, with all the advances in science that we have, how do we have so many people that do have physical problems? Well, with us this morning is Dr. Lorraine Day. Lorraine was professor of orthopedics in San Francisco when I was practicing orthopedics in Santa Cruz, and we got to be friends. We worked together on the AIDS epidemic. And then, of course, so Lorraine gave up orthopedic surgery, a very successful career, to tell people about health and how to be healthy. And well, I'm going to let Lorraine pick up the story and tell it to you, because it's an amazing story, and I want you to hear it, because I want you to change the way you live, the way you eat, the way you exercise. I want you to preserve your health. And Lorraine's message is right on. Good morning, Lorraine. Thanks for being with us. Lorraine.
Hi, Stan. Good to be here. Thanks.
You go right ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, now that Obamacare is in, this is more important than ever, because Obamacare is not about care and preservation of the health of America. It is about control. It is about having the government know everything about you. And it is about denial of care, particularly to the disabled, to the elderly, and to those who are sick. And that's already happening. All you have to do is look on the internet, and you're finding that that's already happening. So you're going to have to learn how to take care of yourself. And that's easy to do if you're willing to change your life. Diseases do not just happen. They don't fall from the sky. The vast majority, 99%, are not genetic. Cancer is not genetic. Alzheimer's is not genetic. These diseases can be passed down in families, all right, but not in the genes. They're passed down by grandmother teaching mother how to live, eat, and handle stress, and mother teaching daughter and son. And this is the way it's passed down in families. But all you have to do to refrain from getting the diseases that your parents got or your siblings are getting is to change the way you live, eat, and handle stress. Over the last 100 years, Americans have deteriorated in their health dramatically. As Stan pointed out, the incidence of cancer in 1909 was 3 out of 100. In 1985, it was 33 out of 100, and now it's greater than 50 out of 100. So the incidence of cancer and every other disease is not only going up, but it is occurring at younger and younger ages. When I was a child, I didn't know any child or teenager or young adult who had cancer. Now it's not uncommon at all for children to have leukemia, even breast cancer. There are little girls 9 years old, and even one in the medical literature recently as young as 3 years old that's having a mastectomy for cancer. People say, oh, well, you know, it must be genetic if a three-year-old is developing breast cancer. No. Here's what happens. While the child is in the womb, she is she or he is eating and living the same way the mother is living, eating, and handling stress. And all that happens, the only way that the child gets nutrition is from the mother. And so all the things that the mother is doing during that time is affecting the child. And then when the child is born, if the child is not fed properly, the child early on, if they're being breastfed, they're being breastfed with milk from the mother. So they are, again, exposed to the way the mother is living, eating, and handling stress. Life is very stressful now. Something like 50% of all children are born to unwed mothers. So they're being raised by single-family mothers, homes that are very, very stressed. They have no father image. They have no stability. So even children can be stressed at a very young age. Some children are abused physically or sexually, and all of this causes stress in the child. So we are seeing children getting sick at a much younger age. Not only that, when I was a child, we had something like 4 or 5, maybe 6, absolutely top maximum of vaccinations before we went to school. All of them are bad. None of them work. Flu vaccinations do not work. They are not safe. They are not effective. And I'll tell you why a little later in the program. I can prove that they don't work. And now many of them contain infertility agents, as well as mercury, which is a horrible toxin to the brain. They're causing autism, sudden infant death syndrome, learning disabilities, all of these things, encephalitis, which is an inflammation and infection of the brain. So these things are all deadly. These weren't even in existence in 1909, certainly not at the level they are now. Now, before a child enters school, they have to have 33 vaccinations, 33. It used to be 5 or 6. Now it's 33. Because the drug companies, by the way, are really not concentrating on making new antibiotics, because the bacteria have become so resistant to the antibiotics that if they make stronger antibiotics, it will kill the patient right off the bat. So they're concentrating on vaccinations, and that's where they're making their money. Well, I developed, I'm a surgeon as Stan is, and I developed cancer in 1993, breast cancer. The lump was small at first. I changed my diet to a totally vegan diet, no sugar, no processed food, which is the right diet. But diet enough now is diet alone is not enough now to reverse cancer. 80 years ago, it was in some cases, but not anymore. And suddenly my tumor came back. I had had a initial biopsy, one at Loma Linda University Medical Center and the other one at Scripps Hospital.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here as it starts the rain day here in America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor reminds us that training and discipline instill the values that create leadership abilities and a can-do spirit. Those same strong values of working hard stay with the servicemen and women returning to the workforce and civilian life. America salutes our heroes. If you're a business owner, remember to hire smart and bet on a vet. This reminder from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
Dan, morning. Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Dr. Lorraine Day, and she's giving the background, certainly, of why there is so much illness today and what you need to do to begin to transform your life to protect your health and the health of your family. Lorraine, pick up the story.
All right. I had a biopsy at both of those medical institutions, Loma Linda University and Scripps Hospital in San Diego, showing it was breast cancer. The lump was small at first. It was high up on my chest. And then I changed my diet, as I said, but within a few months, my cancer had returned. It was about the size then of a marble. And I started trying one alternative therapy after another. I refused chemotherapy. I refused radiation. I refused mastectomy. Because, you see, we doctors are never taught how to cure cancer or any other disease. We don't know how to cure any disease, and I will explain that. Drugs never cure disease. Drugs affect only the symptoms and never the underlying cause of the disease. All we doctors are ever taught to do is, number one, give drugs, all of which have numerous, many over 100, very severe side effects, some of them life-threatening side effects. Or we're taught to take out your organs or cut off your body parts. Well, I knew that I didn't develop cancer because I had too many breasts, so cutting them off is not the answer. The cancer is caused by a sick body. It is not the cancer that makes you sick. It is your sick body that causes the cancer. So if you have parts of your body cut out or cut off, you still have your sick body left, which will cause a cancer someplace else. That's why if you have cancer in one breast, the doctor will say, well, you have a significant chance of getting cancer in the other breast, so let's lop both of them off at the same time. But that is absolutely ridiculous. You see, we doctors are always taught to work at the wrong end of cancer. We are always trying to eliminate the tumor, either by surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. But the tumor is not the problem. If you had a child very sick with the chicken pox, you would never take that child to the surgeon and say, cut out all the chicken pox marks in my child's skin so my child will be well. You know that the child is sick because they have a systemic disease, a disease that's affecting the whole body. And the chicken pox spots on the skin are a result of a sick body. When the body gets well, the chicken pox marks will automatically go away. When I got my body well, then my cancer went away. But what we doctors are taught to do is make the patient even sicker by the horrible methods we use to supposedly treat cancer. We give them chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is poison. It causes cancer. Every doctor knows that. And patients say to me, well, why would my doctor give me that if my doctor knows it causes cancer? Well, the answer is your doctor doesn't know anything else to do. Not only that, in California and some other states, a doctor's license is taken away if they treat a cancer patient with anything other than chemotherapy, radiation, and mutilating surgery. Radiation also causes cancer. Why is everybody concerned about Fukushima? Because it's radiation, because it causes cancer. And yet, your doctor will tell you, don't get too many x-rays, because x-rays are radiation, it causes cancer. But now that you have cancer, we have to give you huge doses of what we told you to avoid because it causes cancer. You see, nobody's thinking, but doctors not only are taught to do this, and they're taught they're the smartest people in the world, but they don't know what else to do. I should be a great example for this. I developed cancer. If doctors knew how to prevent and cure cancer, they wouldn't develop cancer themselves. Yet doctors develop cancer and every other disease at the same rate as the general population. And doctors die of cancer and every other disease at the same rate as the general population. So if doctors knew how to prevent and cure cancer, they wouldn't get it in themselves. And if they did, they would know how to cure it, but they don't. So why would you ever think that your doctor could cure your cancer? He or she doesn't even know how to cure it in themselves. So what you've got to learn how to do is take care of your own health. The same thing, before I developed cancer, I had been on a drug medication for a year for Parkinson's. And as soon as I knew I had cancer, I stopped the medication for Parkinson's. And after I was diagnosed with cancer, I also developed symptoms of multiple sclerosis. But when I learned how to change everything about my life, not only did my cancer reverse itself, my Parkinson's was gone, and my multiple sclerosis symptoms were all gone. Now, this didn't occur overnight. I had to change everything about my life. People are destroying themselves, number one, by the way they're eating. They're eating all sorts of flesh food, and flesh food not only contains the hormones of the animals, even if they're not given extra hormones by factory farming. And these hormones are deadly for the human being because they cause cancer to grow in an exaggerated fashion. Not only that, these hormones in animals, even if they're